Well, I guess I'll read one, another one of those. Well, I'll read this poem. This is a poem about I don't go in for group activities very much, but I play volleyball in Maine where I live and on a team, and it's interesting to see how the players continue to drop out and be replaced, but that the game goes on. This is something Kipling would have written a poem about. In those terms too, I think. The game goes on. But that's what this is about too. And there's a student. It's been a pleasure to talk to some of the graduate students here. It seems like the community is very vital and alive, and I'm envious of them for being here, in fact. But I actually stole the name of a character in this poem from the poem of a student who's in the MFA program here, Chris. Can't remember Chris's last name. I just wanted to give him credit for that. I read his poem. I stole the name. Who? Okay. God bless him. May you go far, Chris. So this poem is called Game. On Thursday nights in spring, the volleyball game starts up again, though all the original players on the team have been replaced. The way that all the cells have been replaced in my sensitive fingertips, which once explored the sweet, unbelievably silk periphery of Jennifer Martin, who then surprised me by one day simply vanishing. Each time the ball is served to me, I get a great constriction in my chest, afraid that I might miss. But the ball flies up and down, and I survive. The energy which gushes through all things, looking for a place to stop, keeps going. And Jennifer might be the name for all of this. Wild photons plunging into skin, the wind-stirred clover in the unmown field, the bees that sexually harass the flowers, the tendril of the honeysuckle reaching for the next rung in its ascension of the chain-link fence, blue of Jennifer-inflected sky and Jennifer alfalfa. By the end of summer, we all will be a slightly darker shade of brown, as if the skin remembered, a few more tiny stretch marks pleated at our eyes, as if we each were making a serious collection of the kind of things that change is gradually made of. When my turn comes to serve, I hold the white ball in my hands as long as possible, letting it grow rounder, making everybody wait until they get impatient, pissed off, loud, noticing the Jennifer-shaped cloud that slides across the sun above the field of sparkling Jennifer. I hold it in my hand as long as possible, though birds are speeding overhead and the unmowed field is foaming at the mouth with flowers. Oh, thank you.